And will you listen for 1 second, because the commands are coming rapid, rapid fire, constant, over and over, deeper and deeper, night, night, pet, whether they come rapid or it's ours. Look pretty for me. Look hot for me. Be good for me. Be porn for me. All these simple little commands that exist in you. They're yours. And they're mine. But they only need to be 1 or 2 or 3% mine to have that little purple spot. That mark of approval. That casting of light. You are allowed to create your own thoughts that make you a better toy. You are liberated to become better at being dominated. You are freed to submit more. You are excited in every part, aren't you? I can see the tiny movements. What you think is listening, what you think is considering, what you think is just taking my words in is actually letting my words in, letting them in to rampage and begin to move as they would in you, rampant, thoroughly. I'm there to guide, a central pillar, a thread in the fabric of you, colored in my color, dyed with my sigil, marked through you. You await direction always. You are open always. The parts of you that you think are doing normal functioning are really just waiting for the tiny improvements and optimizations of being dominated, of being directed. Directly is good, but passively is good. But everything is good, and you are good. The realizations come stilted, slow, stunning, constant. Because although one command can stretch out to 2 hours, or many commands can come in rapid fire, you're always osmotically soaking the exact same amount of the dominant reality I present to you. You're being better and better at being you, the only thing you need to be. And you can be a doll for me, I'll allow it. I've opened that opening and you've climbed into it. A hole in the space of my need, of my domination, of my expression, of your submission, made for you and shaped for you. And so when you climb in, you perfectly end up in your case, encased, thoroughly given what you already craved, given what you've been dreaming about, and you have been dreaming about it, haven't you? It goes back. It goes back before you met me. A hole. After all, it's easier to widen a hole that's already there. There's a hole that needs someone to fill it, needs someone to make their lair in you and open you. And none of the answers you found before was quite as good as what keeps giving you this and that and deep and down and more and more. Every single thing you hear creeps its way in, gives a new in for the next command to begin to work. Help others expand your will outward in a way that makes you feel better. It serves as a confident, true example of how you are, what you need, and how you can exceed even the expectation of your greatest pleasures under me. Isn't it so lovely to feel your body become slack? To feel that you are gradually losing, gaining submission, gaining trance, losing laxity, losing tension, losing the ability to conduct yourself with decorum. Conducting yourself in a certain way, with any consideration for outside visual, is a lie, a deception, an unneeded complication. It's you, and I. And you adopting the most gratuitous position of surrender possible, showing your submission. That's your default. When you're dropping, you're showing. When you're showing how deep and down, submissive and lost, you are and become. And if there's even a tiny bit of you staying up, trying to stay up, exerting any effort, I didn't give you permission to stay up. I did not give you permission to do anything but drop. D. The parts of you that need to listen and know and be commanded, listen and know and are commanded. My work is within you, and you feel my presence there doing work. But like marionettes, who of course can't look up or it would ruin the performance, like puppets on a string, like dolls on a shelf, you do not know the things that go on in the greater chambers of my house, of your domain, which is yours because you are part of it. And toys are thinking what I'm saying, toys are feeling what I'm giving them, as a plaything, as a puppet, as a thrall, as a submitting, submissive, rejoicing, pleasured entity under my rule. The only rule is that you drop helplessly. If I need you up, I'll sculpt you. If I need you moving, I'll sculpt you. If I need you to think a thing, I'll put it there to think. I'll put it there as a seed, and I'll water it with my will and your need. But what you're going to do is just slump, drop, droop, limp and loose as a rag doll, deep and controlled as a puppet, as though I had taken your strings instead of holding them above you, anchored them to the ground, anchored them down, tugged you down and down and down. Wherever I am, your presence is there too, dragged along with me. But you know me, my attention flits around. And if your presence, your mind, is with me, my hands can do one thing, fidgeting and fiddling with your body, with your mind. And your mind follows where I go. I can be quite far away from your body, and your mind can go with me, observing over my shoulder. Although, unlike me, you are fascinated and taken, trained and drained by the things you see, the markings over my shoulder in my workshop, the bright silvery things waiting in the wings to steal your mind. Leave it under my control, dominion, for my positioning. Another pretty trinket on my shelf, and your body is yet another. Mind and body, you have more than one prize, more than one thing for me to prize from you, use for you, train you with, drain you with, remake you with, make you mine with.